year at the hospital with roughly that number, something around the $8 to $9 million operating income for the year that Skip showed us yesterday and the projections. But you know, through the months, so if we add back the depreciation, we're generating about $26 million in cash at the hospital. What I wanted to concentrate is the converse or the other side of the balance sheet today. We've talked about the investment side, you know, the one side, but I'd like to talk about the debt on the other side. And particularly, I think it's timely. I've handed out the rating agency reports that we've received from both Moody's and Standard & Poor's, which pretty much has everything you needed to know about what, you know, the outside raters are thinking about the University of Illinois, and particularly in the context of operating as the flagship, you know, in the state of Illinois. Our total debt as of the end of the fiscal year, as of July 7th, with the new financing that we just did, $1.6 billion of total debt. Of that total debt, the big part, the red at the bottom, about over $1 billion of auxiliary facility financing. This is the financing we do to basically finance dorms, rec facilities, dining facilities, food service facilities, parking. That's the types of financing that go in there. The key there is that basically the fee that's paid, you know, for the use of those facilities is basically feeds and pays the debt service on those bonds. And the most recent one we just did is basically for the Eikenberry Commons down in Urbana, and I'll comment on that in a second. The second biggest piece is the green piece. That is for our certificates of participation. That's our lease financing, our other way to raise money. This is particularly for academic facilities. This is for use for renovation of academic facilities, utilities. We've used it for utilities in academic facilities. The difference between the two is basically the state limitation is that the auxiliary facility bonds can be amortized over 30 years, or basically have a maturity of 30 years, whereas the certificates of participation can only have a 20-year. But the recent state statute has been revised so that the certificates of participation can now be issued over 30 years instead of 20. The other couple of smaller pieces to this, the yellow, this is the part that relates to the our health facilities, our health system bonds. About $60 million is outstanding for the health systems. It's a separate credit. It has an A credit for the health systems. The little line above that, the purple line, is the financing that we did for the South Campus here in Chicago. These are TIF bonds that we did here, about $70 million that are outstanding for the financing of the development of the along Halstead Street and the commercial and the residential areas along Halstead Street. And lastly, at the very top, there's a very small piece there. This year we did our first ESCO. We basically did an energy savings bond, particularly for Vet Med down in Urbana, where the savings from installing the energy savings opportunities there, we pay for that debt with the savings that we generate from that particular effort.
What is the cost of this debt on average by color?
Oh, the cost of the debt. I mean, you mean the
we're paying 1% or 3% or 4%.
Probably, you know, for purposes of, we have about 25% of our debt is on a short term on a variable rate basis, as we call it, and all of that debt is running at about a quarter of a point. We're paying a quarter of a point right now, and the rest of it probably ranges about 5%. I think would probably be for the long term for the fixed rate deals, probably about 5%, and on average, I think, you know, for the obviously. For the shorter maturities, I mean, smaller, longer maturities, but on average, I think probably 5% on the long term debt.
But a spike in interest rates would be
expensive.
A spike in interest rates, basically the fixed rate debt that's in there, basically would be that's fixed, you know, and it's there, and essentially it's basically the holders of our bonds basically experiencing the effect of a spike in interest rates and the price of the bonds. As far as the spike in our variable rate, again, as long as the liquidity facilities that support that debt are strong, that we should be able to just follow whatever the short-term index is. And right now, we are right on the short-term index. So a quarter point is a very, you know, with these interest rates right now, we're right on the index as far as those variable rate pieces of debt.
Okay.
But I would imagine if that variable rate, if that short-term index, you know, changes and spikes, that probably you would see a movement of that variable rate debt along with that.
Well, so our total debt is just over $1.6 billion.
Right.
Could you hazard a guess what percentage of that is of our total net worth, and is that a healthy financial? I know that's difficult probably to draw, figure out of the hat, but.
Well, I think, I mean, I'm going to allude to that because that's exactly what the rating agencies talk to us about.
Okay.
I think it's probably going to, you know, the rating agencies probably think that we probably are, you know, pretty, you know, we have a pretty heavy debt, you know, a good sized debt load.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm going to comment on that, and it's also commented upon in those rating agency
reports.
Okay,
thank you.
But I wanted to comment again real quickly about the success we just had. You approved at the June meeting the financing of the Eikenberry Commons, the next phase of the Eikenberry Commons, and some demolition work down in Urbana. And we successfully sold those bonds, closed them on July the 7th. There were two pieces to them, to those bonds. Again, these were auxiliary facility bonds, revenue bonds for the university. We sold one piece, a tax-exempt piece, $85 million, of which $64 million was for the project. This is for the for Eikenberry Commons, the building of Eikenberry Commons, as well as some demolition work down there. And we also did a refunding piece. We took an opportunity where rates are low and found about $14 million where would be really a good move for us to reduce the interest costs on those $14 million of bonds and refund them and to get to a lower interest rate. They were sold on a 30-year basis, average life of a little over 19 years. Interest rate that we achieved was 4.95% for on those bonds, which was right on the MMD index. It does not appear that we paid any kind of premium or penalty for being Illinois. I think is a combination of good structuring, good execution. We caught a market rally, and there's a dearth of issues in the municipal bond market, so we caught a very good wave. And there's a smaller piece, about $11 million that we did. We did a refunding, a taxable refunding. Taxable refundings done on a much shorter basis. We achieved an interest rate of 3.764. The average life of those about a little over 5 years for those bonds. And from doing these two, we achieved a savings on the refunding portions of over 10% or $2.4 million was achieved in savings. So a very successful deal. Thank the board for its approval of that financing, and I think it came off very well. I wanted to move to the point that I is basically how the rating agencies see us. Again, I passed it out the information, the detailed report from both of the agencies to the trustees. Moody's affirmed our AA2 rating with a negative outlook. This was the outlook that was what we came into this with. We worked mightily trying to get that negative outlook taken off and put into a stable position, but I think that they think you'll see the reading of this is that with the state situation, they're just not in a position to take that negative outlook off the Moody's rating. I think they point out very very much some of the obvious things about the strengths of this university at Moody's, their feelings. We are the premier public university in the state of Illinois. We are a premier public university nationwide. There continues to be a strong student demand to come to this university. We are a top research university. They recognize the amount of dollars that are brought in research to this university, and we are a leader. They recognize that we've been able to maintain at least a positive cash position, considering and giving us a plus for that. And again, thanking everybody at the university for us being able to try to stay in a positive position. That overall, we basically have had balanced operating results. Again, this goes back to our GAAP accounting, whether or not and the accrual of that receivable. But we had balanced operating performance. They did give great credit to the success of the Brilliant Futures campaign, the fundraising efforts. They'll point that out in there. You'll see that the success of the campaign, and gave us credit for that. And the fact that we don't really have profound additional capital plans to issue on our own basis or on our own credit going forward, at least that we don't have those on the horizon right now. The obvious challenge, as Moody's points out in their report, is the reliance on the state and the state problems and substantial delays in the funding that we get in the monies from the state. the fact that even though we do have been showing a modest a sustained cash position, but it's very modest in comparison to our peers. We have very modest